Double dry docks, a startup cruise line gets a ship, and shore power at Port Miami. Cruise news today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, March 5th. Carnival Sunrise is returning to service today following a two-week dry dock over in Cadiz, Spain. The ship received the new military-centric Heroes Tribute Bar, a new golf course, and a refresh of the interior spaces. Its first cruise back is a Western Caribbean sailing from Port Miami this afternoon. And speaking of dry docks, Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas, a Voyage-class vessel that was built back in 2002, is now on its way to Singapore for its scheduled dry dock. Once Navigator arrives in Singapore, it'll undergo a two-week refurbishment, including regulatory updates, technical maintenance, and sprucing up those public and cabin areas. Following the dry dock, Navigator will return to L.A., resuming its Mexico and Ensenada schedule. And that Residence at Sea concept just may happen after all. Yeah, startup Villa Vi Residences took delivery of a former Fred Olsen cruise line ship on Monday. The ship is now set for an extensive refurbishment over in Belfast, having been laid up and out of service since the start of the pandemic. The 1,400-day world cruise is set to start in 2 months from England. Ownership of an inside cabin, if you're interested, begins at $99,999 plus monthly fees. They also have a pay-as-you-go option if you wish to do that. The former Fred Olsen ship was launched in 1992. And Port Miami is setting a precedent in Florida by introducing shore power, with plans to connect its first vessel this year, making it the first port in the state and potentially the largest on the East Coast to implement shore power. The first of five terminals, three of which can operate simultaneously, will be included in this project. This initiative is shared with the major cruise lines such as Carnival, Virgin, Royal Caribbean, NCL, and MSC, and it allows cruise ships to switch off their engines and connect to the local power grid. The Shore Power Initiative has received $21.7 million in grants to fund the project. And cruise line stocks were all up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 0.5%, 16.07. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 125.30. And Norwegian up 1%, 19.42. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.